is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's official. Elizabeth Warren has become her quest to be the next senator from Massachusetts. The Democrat has her eye on the seat currently held by Republican Senator Scott Brown. Now, Warren is better known as a Harvard law professor, but this morning in Boston, she spent her first day as Elizabeth Warren political campaigner.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Warren. I'm running for the United States Senate, and I hope I can get your support.
Warren spent today introducing herself to voters in several communities across the state. She started in the Broadway T stop in South Boston, where she told morning commuters why she's running.
The middle class has been squeezed, chipped, hammered, really for a generation now, and Washington doesn't seem to get it.
Warren is a 62-year-old Harvard Law School professor with a reputation as a tell-it-like-it-is consumer advocate. President Obama picked her to set up the new Consumer Protection Agency, which she did. But her fiery anti-corporate rhetoric earned her the enmity of many Washington Republicans, and Mr. Obama opted not to make her the agency's first director. So she returned to Massachusetts and now joins a field of five other Democrats who hope to unseat Scott Brown.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to run for the United States Senate. And the reason is straightforward. Middle-class families.
Warren announced her candidacy on a video posted online. She made it clear that her campaign will be based on the same message she has delivered for years. Middle-class Americans are under assault. Washington doesn't get it. And corporate America has all the advantages.
A big company like GE pays nothing in taxes, and we're asking college students to take on even more debt to get an education. We're telling seniors they may have to learn to live on less. It isn't right, and it's the reason I'm running for the United States Senate.
As a Harvard law professor, Warren focused much of her attention and work on bankruptcy, the credit industry, and the declining fortunes of working American families. Now that she's a candidate for the Senate, she might have to choose her words somewhat carefully. But 3 years ago, back when she was still a Harvard professor, she spoke to me about the declining fortunes of the middle class.
There was a time, starting really post-war America, where all of the laws were aimed toward how do we help strengthen the middle class? How do we help poor people get a chance to become middle class? Let's support education to do that. Let's have an FHA to help them buy houses. Let's have strong unemployment insurance. And somewhere, we really shifted that. The middle class is no longer the protected group in America. It's now become find your profits by carving it out of the flesh of middle-class families.
Warren argues middle-class families have been savaged by a 1-2 punch, stagnant income and rising costs for the basics, such as housing, food, gasoline, health care, and child care. Then she says the real estate bubble and a runaway banking industry hit them with mounting debt. And in the coming campaign, Warren will preach the middle class is still under siege. Here's the way she put it to me 3 years ago.
It used to be the case that if you went out and you got a decent education and you got a decent job and you bought a kind of normal house like everybody else and you sort of consumed the same things everybody else did, you couldn't go broke. I mean, as long as you didn't get by some terrible medical problem or really long job layoff, if those two things didn't happen to you, if you weren't crazy, you were safe. Today, you could not only not be crazy, you can be pretty conservative, and you can still find yourself trapped in a debt hell that you didn't even believe existed.
It seems like the idea has always been that you could do better than your parents, your kids could do better than you. The sort of sense that I get, that assumption is different now. I mean, it's not there anymore.
I believe in the middle class. The middle class is where the value is produced in America. It's middle-class folks who get up and who go to work and who keep their kids in school and who mow the lawns and pick up the trash in the neighborhood. They are what makes this country work. I think the real question for the survival of the middle class is whether or not it will remain a sort of politics as usual. The people who write the laws will be the much narrower interest groups, or whether middle-class families will say, I've had it. I work hard and I deserve better than this, and I demand more than this. I demand more protection for myself, and I demand more for my children. Or whether middle class will no longer be synonymous with security, but instead will become synonymous with you keep working, you keep struggling, and some fall down and others drag themselves up, but no assurances.
Even though people told us you're going to be up against the biggest lobbying force assembled on the face of the earth.
At the T station in South Boston earlier today, Warren was delivering that same message and making it sound personal. She comes from Oklahoma and is telling Massachusetts voters that she grew up on the ragged edge of the middle class and will fight for working families.
I've stood up to some pretty powerful interests over the last few years. I've gone toe-to-toe with them, and I didn't back down. In the case of the consumer agency...
Democrats have been looking for a strong challenger to Scott Brown, who has $10 million to defend his seat and, according to polls, is one of the state's most popular politicians. Elizabeth Warren has never run for public office before, so she clearly has a steep hill to climb. But her high profile and populist message could find a receptive audience, especially in these difficult economic times.
What I'm doing is talking about the set of issues that I've talked about all my life. I'm working on the same set of issues, and I'll keep doing it.
Well, up next, Massachusetts comes one step closer to casino gambling. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.